FFA to help promote animal ID. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. The USDA is getting some help from the National FFA organization in promoting the animal ID system. Gary Crawford has the story.
In some areas of the country, Agriculture Department officials have had some trouble convincing some reluctant livestock producers to participate in the National Animal ID program by signing up their farm premises. And indeed, Undersecretary of Agriculture Bruce Knight says USDA is going to get some help now from young would-be agriculturalists, the 400,000-plus members of the National FFA organization, formerly known as Future Farmers. In an agreement signing ceremony a few days ago in Washington, Knight said,
"With the agreement we're signing today, FFA has pledged to help encourage farmers and ranchers to take that first step and voluntarily register their premise."
And the CEO of the National FFA organization, Dr. Larry Case, said that, among other things,
"We will be developing outreach materials for our local chapters to use in their communities to help spread the awareness and encourage participation in this program."
All in an effort to get more farmers involved in the National Animal ID system, a system which Bruce Knight says is essential in this day and age.
"Our objective long term is 48-hour traceability."
But that assumes most, if not all, livestock producers and handlers buy into the ID system, beginning with simply registering their premises.
"And I think what we really have to do here is work individually with producers about why animal ID is important. It's important for producers' bottom line. It's important for their herd or flock health, and it's important for stewardship for them and their community. Then people register their premise and move forward on animal ID."
And Bruce Knight hopes getting young FFA members involved and getting farmers to sign up will help speed that along. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Well, it should be a great partnership between the USDA and the National FFA organization. Have a safe day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.